What do you do when you're surrounded by crazy? Even worse, you're surrounded by people who aren't awake. There's different levels of being awake, though, so it's all relative to a degree. If you compare yourself with other people, then it's not a good thing. If you compare yourself to Jesus, that's a good thing because it forces you to rise higher, you know. So in a world of chaos, in a world of confusion and questions and what's your only answer? Go to the Word. I promise you, if you start to decode this place and you hit source code, everything will make sense. Everything will become the easy button. Because, like I said, it's just cut, turn, union, and flow. That's everything. I don't care if it's a job, marriage, project, reconstruction project. I don't care what it is. It's cut, turn, union, flow. When it comes to medical, get your minerals and your vitamins and do some fasting and get your sleep and your water and your rest and exercise. It's pretty much that simple, you know. And cut back sugar. And don't put anything in your body that's going to harm it, you know, like alcohol or drugs. Balanced diet, balanced life, balance everything. Everything is balanced. If you're dealing with a narcissist, just keep your distance. If you pegged them as narcissists, keep your distance. Pretty much keep your distance with everybody to a degree anyway. Always have some boundaries and have some space in between. Limits. You have to get your identity in Christ and Christ alone. Your identity is not your job, not your culture, not your family bloodline, not your car, not your house, not your outward show. The identity should be in Christ. Treat everything as a simulated training program. Just do it over and over until you get good at it, whatever it is. The only way you're going to learn is through your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, so the only way you're going to learn is through the mistakes. Weigh your words. Always weigh your words. Weigh your thoughts, even. Pay attention to your path, your words, your thoughts. Get your car in order, get your house in order, get your finances in order, the best you can. If you really think about it, the corporations want somebody who's stable because they want somebody who shows up every day because they're trying to make a profit. They don't want to train new people. So if you understand that, and if you understand that the government's trying to do 2% inflation because they have debt, and so they have to do inflation, it could be a debt money system. I mean, it could be a debt-free money system, but it's a debt money system. And because they know it's a debt system, there's always going to be interest. They want 2, 3, 4% interest to pay back the debt. You're paying back the debt. They're borrowing money and you're paying it back. So if you understand that, you can win the game. It's sad. We don't learn how the government financial system works, but once you learn how it all works, and you don't know it all, but you can see the basics, then you understand that you have to outperform the government putting you under bondage. It's such a fake system, it's not even funny. You realize that you have a mortal body. And so, if you're saved, God will quicken your mortal body. But the unsaved, they're dying. They're in a death cult. They love the death cult. They hate themselves and they hate everybody else because they're in a death cult. The only thing that comes out of their mouth is death. There's no life coming out of their mouth. It's just death. So once you see it, you can protect yourself. The zombies have always been here because you're born in sin. As you wake up to the cycle repeat, which is every day, every day is the same. The sun comes up, it goes down. The clouds, the rain, every day is the same. If you can't see that, you need to meditate on that and think about that. Every day is the same. I don't care if they call it a holiday or what. The sun, the sky, the grass, the dirt, it's always the same. And if you can't see it, I don't know why you can't see it. Even the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The sun comes up and it goes down. And so the universe is your university. And all you have to do is look at the universe and learn from them. That's why the colleges are called universities. They're not inventing anything new. They're just being revealed. They're just revealing what's always been here. Let me say it again. They're not inventing anything new. They're just revealing what has always been here. Technology or AI or machines has always been here because it's the AI flesh mind. Mankind calculates in his mind, A plus B is equal to C. That is the machine. It's calculation. Your imagination, your calculations, all that stuff it's obvious. It's obvious what's going on. The only way you're going to see it is cut the noise off, because the noise is the distraction. Man is not inventing anything new. AI has always been here. Because it's the AI flesh mind. The flesh mind man can calculate. Man can make machines. But there's nothing new. There's nothing new. All mankind is doing is revealing Christ and the Antichrist. 666 is man's number. The number of man, the flesh mind, the energy of the flesh. And notice, as man tries to do stuff, mankind tries to do stuff, it decays. But what God does is life. What man does is from the outside. What God does from the inside. talked to a lot of people in my life, and I know most people don't meditate on what's really going on around them. They really don't put the puzzle pieces together. They just see the pieces, and they don't see the whole pie. The truth is in the pieces, but they don't see that the pieces and the whole pie are the same. It's called a fractal hologram. The truth is in the pieces. The truth is in the whole. The whole is in the pieces. The piece is in the whole. And you know it's true because no matter where you look, you can go to any country, you got saved people. The body of Christ is spread all over. Once you cut the noise off, you can see it. Once you cut the distractions off, you can see it. But they want you distracted. They want you ignorant. You can see glimpses of it already. If you've had more than one job in your life, you see that all the corporations start to work the same. I don't care what kind of industry in it, they all need the same accountant, bookkeeper. The whole process works the same. The word fractal means it's across the board. It's just little patterns that repeat. And so you can see that fractal everywhere you look. If everything is a pattern, and it is, in order to build something, you have to have patterns. And the secret is to look up what that means. It's a construct. If it's a pattern, it's a construct. If it's a construct, it's a simulation.